Good morning. It's 8:30 on September 25th. The countdown commences. 31. So, yeah. Lots of stuff going on. Yesterday, I got a bunch of stuff done. I got some legal stuff taken care of. I got some graphic stuff taken care of. I just got a whole bunch of emails from Joanna Harness. It looks like I've been invited to the new amwriting.org site, so I gotta go deal with that when I get home. I think that'll be fun. Tomorrow, Walk the Fire, the anthology gets released. I was not, it turns out, the last one to turn in a story. Dan Sawyer was. I spent a lot of yesterday working on Dan Sawyer's review. It's a great book. When this thing comes out, if you have any interest in audio at all, in doing it, it's a great book. And I don't say that because he used me as a lot of examples, but... He did use me as a lot of examples. So we'll see how this goes. I did have some interesting ideas about microphones. That's not ideas that I haven't heard before. I haven't heard him say before, but to see them all spelled out, the idea of a dynamic mic rather than a condenser mic for voice work, it's actually a really good one. And one I sort of wish I'd listened to way back in the very beginning when I first started, because I did hear that before. The problem was I didn't really have access to the same kind of resources then that I do now. So, yeah, I went with what I thought was right. And I have got to say, I've been very pleased with the Rode. And the NT1A is a beautiful microphone. And tucked away the way it is, working out pretty well. Oh, yawn. I may need a nap today. My wife is home again today. I knew she wasn't going to work yesterday. I think I mentioned it. She has a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and after that, perhaps she'll go back to work. We'll see. So, one of the things I have to do today is a grocery shop. I haven't done one in like 2 days. It's ridiculous how fast supplies in the house dwindle in just a couple of days. Some of the staples, potatoes and onions, for example, are gone completely, flat, gone. I take it back, I got one apple, one pomme de terre, one potato. Made chili last night for supper. Came out pretty good. Well, we ran out of milk this morning at breakfast, and I'm all out of peanut butter. It's a terrible state of affairs, I tell you. pretty much out of fruit, completely out of fresh vegetables. So I probably should do that this morning, get it taken care of. I usually try to wait till the afternoon, combine it with the trip to pick up kids, but the problem is that I always wait till too long and then have this problem of not being able to do it in time. I wind up rushing and forgetting things, and that doesn't work out very well. Oh, I'm walking and I'm not talking. I really can't talk too much today. Most of what I'm thinking about isn't stuff I can talk about yet. It's a gorgeous morning though. It's quite cool. Quite lovely. There's a bit of cloudiness about, a lot of clouds actually. Mostly cloudy, little patches of blue here and there. See if I could pick up the pace here a bit. One of the problems I had was a couple walking along in front of me. And they were walking just a little bit slower than I was. So they were also talking, so I didn't want to get too close and inadvertently record their conversation. And I wasn't sure I could walk fast enough to get by them without having them converse. They turned off at the last side street, so yeah. So I've got to do some audio work. Can't do it today. Tomorrow, I got a recording day. Got to get in the booth. Get another story recorded for Crime City Central. I got an email last night from Claire. Not Claire. Cher. Whatever her name is. Cheryl, I think. And said that Shooter was a big hit. I wasn't quite sure how they measure big hit, but
okay.
When I looked, there was like one comment on it. I didn't even know it was there until I think yesterday, the day before. I looked it up. Sure enough, there it was. So I tweeted about it a little bit. Shooter. I'm a shooter, Bobby. That's what they may be into, shooter. That's funny how single reed can take on so many different flavors. I still have some stuff to edit. I could edit some audio today, I think, maybe. To get some stuff set up. The Kauri Catchers has resurfaced. Amy. Sure. Abby. Amy. I owe Abby some lines. Two lines that I messed up. And one that she didn't highlight, so of course I didn't read it. She has these names that are, they make perfect sense to me. Except I don't pronounce them the same way she does. And for her, it makes perfect sense that they sound the way she does, and she can't understand the way why I would think that they would sound any differently. Which is an interesting observation. She hears them that way in her head. She heard them that way when she wrote them, so of course there isn't really any other interpretation. The name we're talking about this time is Culloen. C-U-L-O-W-E-N. And when I see that, I see Culloen. Like Bronwyn. But her, it's Culloen. Culloen. Okay. So yeah, I'm likely to remember that going forward. There's other names in it that actually correspond to names of people that I actually know. And again, the people that I know pronounce it one way, and Abby pronounces it the other. With a two-syllable name, it's sort of like, okay. I still have trouble with Basil. Because there's a Basil in the book. And I can never remember if it's Basil Rathbone or Basil like the herb. And I'm pretty sure it's Basil like Rathbone. But I'm never sure. It makes me think of what I was reading yesterday from Dan Sawyer's book about direction. How much direction to give. Caution against providing too much direction so that the voice actor doesn't have any room to bring something to the role that the author might not have seen. And I wonder sometimes how much I took to the roles of Bill Shelley and Gerd. I still haven't done that hymn for him yet. And he hasn't been bugging me about it, so I guess it's okay. I'm not doing much talking these days. I noticed that yesterday I wasn't talking very much. I suppose it evens out over time. Some days I run out of time before I run out of talk. Today, the last few days, I've run out of talk. It's not that I don't have a lot I'm thinking about. As I've said before, in some cases it's not my story to tell. At least in part, today it's legal implications of what I can and really shouldn't say. So we'll have to wait for a while, wait for the story that can be told. Really quite worried about my sister Lori. Hope she's going to be okay. Back cave. And I could have sworn I started Endomondo, but maybe I didn't. I didn't hear a time tick. Maybe it came through when I didn't have my earbud in. But anyway, here I am at the back gate. One more day. Tomorrow will be another day, and I will talk to you then.